stop overthinking. Analysis paralysis, aka overthinking, is one of the biggest things keeping you from achieving your music goals. You overthink every detail to the point that you never take action. We all been there. If you're struggling with overthinking right now, I made this to help you navigate these thoughts and hopefully break through to taking action. See, in order to stop overthinking, you have to address the root of it. It's not as simple as just saying, stop overthinking. The root of everything is really fear. And although there's a variety of reasons or variety of fears that people have when it comes to taking action, the most common two reasons are fear of what others think and fear of failure. So in today's post, I'm only focusing on those two. Fear of what people will think. You already know exactly what you want to do, but you're terrified of the things people will say or think. In today's world of brutal comment sections full of trash can and doo-doo emojis, it can be super intimidating to shoot your shot. But what you have to realize is that no matter what you do, no matter your level of talent, no matter how you look, no matter how you sound, no matter how hard you try to perfect your strategy, somebody's always going to have something negative to say about you. Always. So free yourself, fam, and understand you cannot prevent this. This has always happened and it always will. So since it's going to happen anyway, why not just go ahead and do what you really want to do? Your stuff isn't for everybody, and that's okay. And I understand some people will be very disrespectful about how they verbalize their dislike of you, such as saying you're trash or you're doo-doo, to put it in a better way. But when, not if, when that happens, just block them and keep being great, bruh. Don't stop or derail your plans over a few comments. Honestly, most people who get out of pocket and make shrewd comments are really just afraid or straight up lazy. They can't stand to see that you have the audacity to actually go follow your dreams. They like, what's wrong with you? So it's much easier for them to cut you down than to put in the work required to build themselves up. They've already given up on themselves. Don't let them trick you into giving up on yourself. Go get up and do what you want to do. And second, fear of failure. The perfectionist in you loathes the thought of having a few mishaps or missteps or failing altogether. Again, you got to free yourself and understand you cannot avoid this. You are a human and you will not get everything right. I know I definitely don't get everything right. It's always been like this and it always will be to the end of time. So since you're going to mess up anyway, why not take action and go try stuff? The reality is, no matter how much advice you receive, how many detailed plans you make, or how many preventative measures you put in place to try to keep yourself from failing, you will experience failures. And this is actually necessary, because you can't figure out what does or doesn't work until you stick your neck out and try things. Thomas Edison had many failed attempts before he created a successful light bulb design. The Wright brothers had many failed attempts before they created a successful airplane design. And Henry Ford had many failed attempts before he created a successful car design. If just these few people, this little handful of folks, had given up on what they wanted to do just because they didn't get it right the first time, we probably wouldn't be enjoying indoor lighting, air travel, or automobiles today. Understand you're going to have to take a stab at things multiple times before you strike fire. You're not going to have it all figured out on the first attempt, so just start taking action and be resilient. Learn from your mistakes and failures and improve as you go. That's really how you do it. Nobody get it from the jump, bruh. Thing is, you're going to miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So you only truly fail when you stop taking shots. To end this out, here's something to think about, man. If your life ended right now, at this very second, would you be happy with how much effort you've put towards your goals? Ugh, that's a tough one. Would you be able to say you gave it your all, or would you be filled with regret? And if your answer is regret, hey, you can change that starting right now. Don't overplan, don't overthink. Don't go all crazy with the details. Just break everything down into small, actionable goals that you can start doing now. And then go do. Get up and just go start doing things without overthinking. Months from now, you'll look back in disbelief at how far you've come. But it all starts with freeing yourself from limiting thoughts and putting one foot in front of the other. Now, this part ain't written in the blog, but I must say, recording this audio is kind of a great example of what I'm talking about here, because there's some guys outside cutting down some trees, and I almost did not record this audio because I'm like, people going to be hearing all this in the background. It's going to be distracting. And honestly, most people just read the blog and they don't listen to this anyway. But I'm like, man, there's that one person that will be impacted by me not thinking about that and just doing the doggone audio. So for whoever that person is that's listening to this, I did this for you. So now it's time for you to go do what you need to do for yourself. Stop overthinking and start doing. Hope this is encouraging, fam. Y'all be blessed.